What's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Wake up, Lincoln.
I overslept. Damn rooster didn't crow.
It's time for Early Break, sponsored by Midwest Bank. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Thursday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorens with you. Bill Bush out today. He'll be back again tomorrow. Hour 2 is always sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member FDIC. Location South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane, also at 70th and Pioneers. We know that Shin Daddy is retired, still at the bank there in Creighton for a little bit. But if you're up in Creighton, please go say hi to Shin Daddy. He'll still be around. He'll be living there, but he won't be working as much anymore because he's retired.
That's how that works.
That is how it works. But some people just can't stay retired. They go back and work. So maybe Shin Daddy will get back into it. But
it's an evolving conversation with a lot of people. By the way, thank you to McSafety.
Yes, who provided us orange juice again and more donut holes from Dunkin' Donuts. So thank you, McSafety.
Yes. He is on the scene.
Yes.
And we are off and running thanks to Rick Heyman.
Yes.
Surprised us with a song by David Ball.
That's right. Thinking problem.
Yeah, that was good. Thank you, Rick. Good job by Rick.
This hour will be dedicated mostly to the Michigan situation. So you guys can call or text 402-464-5685. Found out yesterday afternoon that Sharon Moore had been fired by Michigan. We get to learn later on that there is with cause for the situation at Michigan.
Ooh, yes. Yeah, and then there was an arrest last night.
There was an arrest. So I'm over at the hotel, and I get news that the arrest has happened. I say, oh, wow, this is really going quickly here for Sharon Moore.
Right. This is rough stuff is what it is. He was in jail Wednesday night. This is according to the Detroit News, Jake. Sharon Moore was jailed Wednesday night, hours. Okay, just think about this first paragraph in the story in the Detroit News. Former Michigan head football coach Sharon Moore was in jail on Wednesday night, hours after his firing. That is a story of massive magnitude.
You know what they call that, Sip?
What?
Life comes at you fast.
Yeah, it's RLS, real life stuff.
I mean, I could not believe all the stuff that came out yesterday in terms of it. Number one, he gets fired, and then. The quick aftermath, sometimes the aftermath takes a while to get to, but we learned some things right away and then, you know, an arrest.
Oh, yeah. So with cause, he's fired with cause. And it happened. Well, let's just rip through it real quick. So what happened was he had an inappropriate relationship with a staffer. Michigan had an internal investigation, which he was essentially exonerated, okay? But then the Board of Regents, the Michigan Board of Regents, hired an outside entity to investigate, and it was affirmed that he had a relationship with a staffer, an inappropriate relationship. He was fired immediately. That external investigation began earlier this week.
Yeah.
Fast. Okay, by Thursday, Ward Manuel, the AD's putting out a statement, a short, brief, cold statement that he's terminated immediately. That's it. Sharon Moore, career's over.
See ya. Age 39.
Age 39. I think he's 16-8 in 2 years as Michigan's head coach. It is this story is, it's, I guess it's troubling. It is just a, it's a human existence story. I mean, it falls under the category of real life, but I don't, I regard it with a lot of sadness. He's jailed.
Yeah.
There's obviously some sort of, you know, stuff went down yesterday afternoon.
It did.
You know, and so I don't, now listen, I don't regard it with any humor. I feel badly for all the parties. You feel, now he brought it on himself, you have to say that. But there's a lot of people involved that are affected, and I don't, it's terrible. The players are affected. I think first of the family members, but the players too, and everybody involved. There's so many people involved. He let down a lot of people. So yes, it's a rough situation at Michigan, Jake.
I mean, there's so many levels here. Number one, right, a job opening at Michigan, which is one of the biggest jobs in all right of college football. You're looking for now a head coach. I mean, and the question also is Ward Manuel safe through all this as well?
I would think so.
Because there's been some conversation that he's not safe in terms of being the AD still.
No, I school. Don't. I would address that.
Has it been pushed
that
back on
let's
that?
Address, yeah, let's address that real quick. Why would it, now, why would Ward Manuel be held accountable for anything that Sherrone Moore did?
Did he know about anything at all or not?
Well, now, hold on. I don't know. I mean, I can't believe that Ward Manuel would be held accountable for what Sherrone Moore does off the field, away from the complex.
Sure, but if you are aware of a situation of him, of what he's doing.
Well, it was addressed quickly. There was an internal investigation, again, that didn't turn up anything that they could fire him for. But then, well, that's a good point. It was the Board of Regents that said, no, we have to do an external investigation.
Yes. My point is that Ward Manuel is not exactly safe here. Maybe he is, and he hires the next coach, and it is quick. Okay. But I don't think right now you can say with 100% certainty that Ward Manuel is for sure going to be the AD going forward at Michigan with
we'll
this situation.
Now, I will tell you that I would be surprised if he's not.
Okay.
I read a lot about this last night. I didn't read that. I didn't read that Ward Manuel's under fire. I don't know why would he be under fire? They were 9-3.
I think when you have this type of situation, everybody gets looked at. I mean, you are the presiding person in charge of the whole department.
Okay.
And football is, I mean, obviously basketball's been great there, but football is the king of Michigan. It is a football school through and through.
Right.
So I'm just saying, I don't know if it's going to happen with Ward Manuel, but there's been some conversation there.
So late Wednesday, Sherrone Moore was reportedly detained by police. According to Dan Wetzel of ESPN, it's police in Saline, Michigan, assisted in locating and detaining Moore and turned it over to the Pittsfield Township for an investigation into potential charges. All of this, there'll be more on this today.
By the way, I'm not saying the Breakers are always right, but a lot of people are saying that, there's rumors about Ward Manuel not being safe through all this at all. Because here's some response, like Derek Itakar says, Jake's correct, especially if the internal department investigation revealed nothing. He threatened the lady whom he impregnated in a standoff.
I'm sorry. What was that last part?
I think there was a report.
That was, maybe not. Yeah, I don't know about
sorry
all that.
About that one.
Yeah, I don't know about all that.
Someone says, for Ward Manuel, you got the internal report and you couldn't find anything suspicious.
Okay. All right. I'm open to that conversation.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
and
the Board of Regents had to step in.
Hey, guys, Jake Sorensen. The holidays are almost here. And if you still have names on your list, don't panic. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. You'll discover presents that feel meaningful and personal, never rushed or last minute. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, so every gift feels special and thoughtfully chosen. For example, I just got a Miami Dolphins whiskey board that fits my bar perfectly in my basement with four glasses for tasters when friends come over. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers and sports fans to foodies, mixologists, and gardeners. You'll find unforgettable gifts that are anything but ordinary. Every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays, decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa, got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments, Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels, Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Mud Dog says this, if the AD has knowledge of the affairs before all of this, then I would think he'd be looked at as well.
Well, I guess where I'm coming from on that, from that standpoint is, if Ward Manuel initiated an investigation internally that turned up nothing, I don't know that I'd put that on Ward Manuel. Now, I don't know the dynamic with the Board of Regents. Is it possible that Ward Manuel said, hey, we need to do it something externally? You know, or the Board of Regents said, wait a second, you turned up nothing. We got to take over and you're not competent. That could be that. So I get that. Yeah. I'd understand that part.
Well, again, there's still a lot to unfold on this situation. We know that he is out. Sharon Moore's out. There's going to be a head coach search at some point here, starting immediately. I mean, think about it immediately. That's why we talk about this. This is a separate story, but we talk about signing day being last week. And since then, Matt Campbell departs for Penn State from Iowa State. Now at Michigan, you've got guys that signed to play for Sharon Moore. He won't be there. Now, are they playing for Michigan or Sharon Moore? You'd hope that they're playing for the school, not just the coach. But
that's a lot.
There's so many things that pop up in these circumstances.
Oh, yeah.
With the way the schedule has moved so early in the year now for signing day. I mean, think about everybody involved here. Obviously, yes, this affects Sharon Moore and that team right now, but I'm thinking about the guys he signed.
Oh, yeah.
All these different families. I mean, it's incredible.
Oh, it is.
The domino effect here, Sip.
Yeah, the fallout is massive. And then part of the fallout is there's going to be a massive hire that will lead to more fallout. Well, I mean, think if it's Kalen DeBoer, whose name is a top
hot horse. He was seen as the top favorite for the job.
Now think about the ramifications at Alabama and then the fallout, then the domino effect there. Yeah, the people you see on hot boards are Kalen DeBoer, who it would be an excellent choice. Brian Kelly. I
don't know about that.
No. I know you and Bill aren't as big on Brian Kelly as I am. I wasn't big on Brian Kelly in the South, but I like Brian Kelly a little bit better up in the North. He was at Central Michigan. He was at Cincinnati. And he did bring Notre Dame to a BCS national title game. And really, really, really resurrected Notre Dame in a lot of ways, right?
Yeah.
So
here's the other names I've seen in terms of the favorite. You know, Kalen DeBoer, like you said, is tops. I see Jesse Minter in that conversation.
I don't know why you'd hire Jesse Minter.
Joe Brady?
Maybe.
Jed Fish?
Fish would make a lot of sense.
How about this one? Jeff Brohm. We just saw him.
Make a lot of sense.
Penn State rumors. He turned it down to get an extension at Louisville.
You need a, right, coming into this situation, you need a mature, older veteran head coach, not Jesse Minter. Nothing against Jesse Minter, but no. I'm not going back into Harbaugh. That's a Harbaugh guy. I'm not going back into that world. You got to get out of that
world. Would you talk to John Gruden?
No.
A lot of fans out there would like him.
No.
Michigan.
No. There's too many guys that would be better ahead of him.
Lincoln Riley's on this list high up.
Riley's a good name. Clark Lee would be a good name. I don't think you can get those guys. Drinkwitz, maybe. The guys I would lock in hard if I was making the hire is DeBoer, Kelly, Riley. And I would not hire a coordinator, a guy who's never been a head coach.
Can you imagine?
Why would you hire a guy who's never been a head coach at a place like Michigan coming off something like this?
Right.
No. You need a older, wise, tested head coach like Brohm. Brohm would be on my list too.
Brohm's got to be high up. Now, imagine
in a world where, again, DeBoer's the favorite. Imagine leaving Alabama for Michigan. That's a major story.
One step ahead of the posse, maybe.
I mean, we had a Penn State guy on a few weeks ago, Zach Sako. Penn State was hoping that DeBoer would get fired by Alabama so he could go get him.
Now, you could call me out on that. Is the posse right behind DeBoer right now at Alabama?
I think there's a lot of confusion with Kalen DeBoer.
Yeah.
I mean, Kalen DeBoer, here's the thing. It is impossible to follow Nick Saban. Nick Saban did unbelievable things at Alabama. To replace him is impossible. Frankly impossible to replace Nick Saban and keep fans happy.
Well,
to do what
got
he
whipped
did
by
for
Georgia.
So, right. To do what he did for so long is just not something that... I mean, this Kalen DeBoer was in a national championship at Washington. He's a great football coach.
He looks like a fish out of water at Alabama. Is what
I would agree. If you watch him, he just doesn't look
comfortable.
Yeah, at all.
He doesn't look confident.
I don't know who the guy would be for if he were to jump to Michigan. I don't know who Alabama goes after.
I don't. Kirby.
Would Kirby leave Georgia for Bama?
No.
I know he was the DC there for a while.
But come on,
he's got Georgia.
Is that Dabo?
Georgia. Do they want Dabo?
I don't know.
Dabo's kind of lost a step a little bit. I think Dabo's a great coach.
I don't know who it is.
I'm not going to get Jimbo Fisher here. I don't think Jimbo would be going to Alabama.
I'm not doing that. I can't do that. I love Jimbo, but I can't do that.
Imagine if Lane Kiffin had a change of heart. I'm going to Bama. I'm going to Bama.
Don't get that going.
Yeah. Well, if Michigan hires DeBoer and Bama's open, we're talking about the most incredible offseason ever of coaches.
DeBoer, the reason we're saying the posse might be a little bit on him, 9-4 and 10-3, 19-7, 2 years. 7 losses in 2 years at Bama is not what Bama fans look for.
Kip pulled up an interesting name. How about Bob Stoops? Bob Stoops is still young. He just gave up the game early.
Stoops at Bama?
Yeah.
Or Stoops at Michigan?
At Bama. If DeBoer were to jump to Michigan.
I don't know if Stoops wants to dive into that level again. You know, that level of work.
Probably not, but...
I mean, you're back into 80-hour weeks.
Yep.
You know, Bob Stoops' age...
Well, he's going to be mid-60s at the moment.
65. He's probably out.
That's Cignetti's age, my friend.
Yeah.
Is he slowing down anytime soon?
No.
Kurt Cignetti?
But he's not... He hadn't retired. I mean, Stoops went into retirement.
What about Cignetti?
Oh.
Cignetti coached for Saban at Alabama.
Oh. I wonder if Alabama could get him.
Oh, Kurt Cignetti at Bama.
Could they get him?
Oh, are you kidding me? Yes.
I mean, I think you might be right on this one.
Here's the thing. If DeBoer goes to Michigan, it might go Cignetti to Alabama.
I would feel horrible for
Indiana. Oh, I'd feel terrible for him, too.
I'd feel horrified for Indiana.
Urban Meyer, I don't see him coming back. I think he's done. He'll be talked to for sure. He should be talked to in any conversation.
What I would like to do is just focus on Michigan, not Alabama. Alabama's not open yet.
I know.
Michigan's open.
We're really
Michigan's open.
Projecting things here.
Oh, it could get crazy. I mean, if it's Lincoln Riley, it gets crazy because then what at USC?
Yep. It's ultimate domino effect.
It's funny. Here's an example of life being funny. The way I look at it is I kind of complain about the job Lincoln Riley's doing at USC, but if I were a fan, I wouldn't want to lose him. You know, you know what I mean?
He's on the verge of the playoffs.
Now, now what? Now what are you going to do?
You don't want to lose that guy.
I don't think so. But sometimes your value isn't realized until you're about you're thinking about going out the door, and then it's like, oh no, we don't want you to leave. We just want you to do better. You know.
We're gonna take a break. When we come back, we're gonna talk legal matters on this with the lawyer Seth Morris of Liberty Law Group. He's going to give us
Seth Morris
how this all went down, what's next for Sherrone Moore in Michigan. We'll talk the law side of this with Seth Morris next on Early Break on the Ticket.